opposition shadow foreign minister Simon Birmingham has said that the government made a giant misstep in publicising an unsolicited offer to fund the Solomon Islands elections. Usually this kind of an offer was made after an approach by our neighbouring countries in the South Pacific. Solomon's Prime Minister Sogavare was scathingly critical of Australia's offer and termed it foreign interference. He said that the government needed to extend its current term due to budgetary constraints for running the upcoming election. This is being put to the Solomon's Parliament tomorrow, and I asked Tess Newton-Cain, Project Leader, Pacific Hub at the Griffith Asia Institute, whether the underlying domestic issues were behind the government's strident reaction.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's happening in Solomon Islands is quite a complex situation at the moment. The bill that we're expecting to be debated tomorrow is an iteration from what was previously put forward by the Sogavare government, which was an attempt to change the constitution to extend the life of parliament forevermore, to change the parliamentary term from 4 to 5 years. So this bill is different from that. This is simply around this next set of elections, which is with a view to deferring them from 2023 into 2024. Now, I think that it's important to realise that this has caused quite a lot of concern in Solomon Islands. We've heard from members of the opposition. We've heard from the chair of the legislative committee that was due to take submissions on this bill that's now been sort of described his process as having been hijacked. We've heard from civil society, including Transparency International, all expressing really strong concerns that they see this as an attack on fundamental issues of democracy in their country.
Opposition leader Matthew Whale obviously sees the move to extend the current government's term as a bit of a power grab, but he's been quite critical of the Sogavare government's, most of their policies, their controversial policies as well, hasn't he?
There's been a series of issues that have been raised that indicate that there is concern about the quality of governance under this current government. This is the latest in that, but we've had other concerns about lack of consultation, about making decisions that don't necessarily get properly discussed on the floor of Parliament. So the executive seeking to evade or avoid parliamentary oversight of their work, as well as other things to do with that are long-standing challenges in Solomon Islands around ensuring adequate service delivery, particularly to rural and remote areas. So, there is a long-standing narrative of concern about the quality of this government, yes.
With the offer that Australia made, should we have done a bit more homework, do you think, before we made this offer? Because it's a bit of a slap in the face diplomatically, isn't it?
Well, I think as Senator Wong said yesterday, it's not uncommon for Australia to offer and provide support for elections in Pacific Island countries. They do that on a very regular basis and indeed provided significant support for the recent elections in Papua New Guinea. I guess the slight quirk here is usually that offer would come at once elections had been announced and also at the that they would be in response to a request from the host country, the country that was hosting, that was having the elections. Now, that doesn't seem to have been what's happened here.
So it sort of looks a bit pushy, doesn't it?
It has. I mean, as I said yesterday, it was a bit of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. What seems to be, the risk was always that this would be seen as an attempt either to side with the opposition or to interfere in the internal political workings of the country. And that is how Mr. Sogavare framed it in his statement that was released yesterday. And he was also concerned that it had been discussed in the media. It hadn't been announced in the media, but it had been discussed in the media before his government had an opportunity to give their response through normal channels. So, he was obviously quite concerned that it was getting as much oxygen at that stage of the process.
And is it sort of then really strengthening the Chinese position then in the Solomons?
I don't see that it has any relation to the Chinese position. I'm not aware of the Chinese embassy or the Chinese government making any comment about elections, when they should or shouldn't be held.
It's a bit of a delicate balance for diplomacy with many South Pacific nations. What's going to be the way forward, do you think, for Australia and the Solomons?
Obviously, there are political dimensions and then there are personality dimensions. And I think, you know, it's important to for the Australian policy community and those who support or advise them to, you know, remain focused on the main game, which is sustaining a relationship with Solomon Islands, with the people of Solomon Islands, as well as with the government.
Tess Nugent-Cain, project leader at the Pacific Hub at Griffith Asia Institute, speaking with me there.